Spirit Radio Podcasts.
There's also a very special anniversary taking place in Lourdes, France this weekend. It's marking 160 years since the first apparition of Mary at the Grotto. And on the line now from Lourdes, France, to tell us more, we have Maeve Boyle. She's a member of the Hospital de Notre Dame de Lourdes. Okay, I just really butchered that, but you're very welcome to the show, Maeve.
Thank you very much.
Yes, I have no French, so it's Spanish for me. So I butchered that. But, you know, it's so great to have you on the line, Maeve, because I can imagine it's going to be quite an exciting atmosphere tomorrow.
Absolutely. Of course, it's out of season here at the moment in Lourdes, insofar as the pilgrimage season runs from Easter until the beginning of November. So effectively, I arrived last night and there was a great sense that the town was beginning to wake up and something special was just on the horizon about to happen.
Lovely.
And even down at the Grotto this morning, the crowds are here and there's a great sense of anticipation. So it's very special, certainly. Later on today and then into tomorrow.
And into tomorrow. So are you enjoying your time over there at the moment? Have you enjoyed it? It must be kind of nice getting there when it's a little bit quiet and you can kind of see the anticipation building.
Absolutely. It's tremendous. I would usually be here in September. I would work a lot with the Kerry and the Dublin pilgrimages. And the one thing that's striking actually being here at the moment is there are no sick people. We're quite used to seeing lots of sick people on stretchers and in wheelchairs, but they're not here. It's quite cold here as well at the moment, so it wouldn't be the most comfortable place if you weren't feeling too good either at the moment. But there are people from all over continental Europe, plenty from Ireland as well, because this is also the time of year that the pilgrimage leaders come out and begin to plan for the year ahead. So it's busy with lots of things happening. There's also colloquium going on. So we're not going to be short of things to do, that's for sure.
Tons of stuff. Tell us a little bit about yourself and your interest in the history of Lourdes.
Well, I started working here as a volunteer in 2002, and we go through a period of 5 years of formation, and at that point, we then decide whether we'd like to join and become a member of the HNDL. And that's a group of lay volunteers who commit to do a minimum of 7 days' work at the shrine every year, if their life and circumstances obviously permit. But I do, it's interesting that you asked me about my interest in the history. I have a huge fascination in the history, and particularly in the history of the Irish in Lourdes. I'm also a member, and I sit on the National Executive of the Irish Hospitality of Our Lady of Lourdes. And I'm very actively trying to build an archive in relation to how the first people came out here from Ireland, what they experienced and how things have changed.
Fascinating.
Trying to do a bit of a living history on it, if you like. It is the most interesting place to be. Not only, obviously, there's the pastoral side of it, the religious side of it, but even the social side of it, to see how that kind of love and regard for others in action works. And I'm interested in watching and bearing witness to the development of that.
Now, there's a 160th anniversary being celebrated in Lourdes tomorrow, Sunday, the 11th of February. Remind us what happened in Lourdes 160 years ago. Maybe some people don't know the story.
Of course. Well, early in the morning of the 11th of February, a 14-year-old peasant girl called Bernadette Soubirous, her 11-year-old sister Toinette, and their friend Jean Obadie decided that they needed to find firewood for Bernadette's mother. So they crossed to an area just outside Lourdes called Massabielle, and in Massabielle there was a cave, an open cave, and that always was a rich source of firework for them. To get across to the cave, they had to cross a mill stream and a river. And Bernadette, who was a very sickly girl, she had chronic asthma, she'd had cholera in the past and a number of different health complaints. But she sat down to take off her sabots, which were little wooden clogs, and as she sat on a stone to do that, she sensed a breeze. She describes a breeze, or she thought a storm was coming. And she looked up and she saw a white light at the top of this little niche in the grotto area. And she approached it and realized it was actually quite a young woman. And the lady came down from the niche and made the sign of the cross, and Bernadette fell to her knees. She didn't tell her companions what had happened when it had finished, but she mentioned it when she went back home to her parents. And they were praying that night. The following day, which was Sunday, she then felt a compulsion to go back down to the grotto. Again, she had a similar experience, but no words were spoken. And then on the third day, which would have been actually at this stage, the 18th of February, the vision spoke to her. and asked her, would you do me the honour of coming here for 15 days? And Bernadette honoured that commitment, and she did. And in all, between the 11th of February and the 6th of July, 1858, there were 18 apparitions. And since that time, there has perpetually been people arriving here and being on pilgrimage, being in procession here to Lourdes.
And so there's still a lot of pilgrims, aren't there, who flock to the site in Lourdes or have other shrines taken over prominence. And you hear about Medjugorje, you hear about Fatima. Is Lourdes still a prominent place for pilgrimage?
I think it would be one of the preeminent ones. They say that approximately 6 million people will visit every year in the pilgrimage season. And again, there's such an emphasis here on the sick and then the healing, because mm-hmm. all of the healings and the miracles, and there have been 68 miracles, there have been 7,000 cures here since 1858. And that's only the ones we know of. I think there are many answers to prayer that occur on a daily basis here. But I think that emphasis on the curing, the healing, has resulted in Lourdes still being up there when it comes to shrines of importance. I think the big difference is that in places such as Medjugorje, in Fatima, there aren't the same number of sick there.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I think that's what sets it apart in some regard.
So this Sunday is also World Day of the Sick. I have that. Is that correct?
That's correct, absolutely.
And what's happening with regards to all of the things that are going on in Lourdes this weekend to mark the occasion of the anniversary and World Day of the Sick?
Well, as of this evening, they announced what they call it here in French. They announced the feast day. So that'll result in a firework display at the top of the town. There'll be quite a large torchlight procession then throughout the domain. I think anybody who's been to Lourdes will have experienced that and be familiar with it. There's also going to be a concert. Then tomorrow there will be an international mass in the underground basilica, and that will again celebrate the 11th of February and also mark World Day of the Sick. After that, I think there are various little side events happening, and of course there's a time for people just to be there in private prayer. So it really starts, I think, from about 7:30, 8 o'clock tonight.
It sounds like a fabulous celebration.
It does, and I'm truly looking forward to it. I've been out here before in December, but never actually in February, so I'm quite excited about it as well, to see what it's like, because it's a different kind of experience and a different kind of pilgrimage for me.
And I suppose they don't do this kind of celebration every year. It's the 160th, so it's a bit special.
Well, they will mark it, but I think they will go the extra mile this time. Certainly, they would always have, they'd bring back in the torchlight on the eve before the big day. But whether there would be so many fireworks and such a large crowds that are anticipated to be here, I'm not sure. I think that probably will set it apart.
It sounds like it's going to be a very special event. Maeve, thanks for coming on this
morning.
My pleasure. And sharing it with us. Enjoy it. Have a great time. It sounds like
And I'll remember everybody while I'm here.
Oh, you're so good. Thank you so much. Thank you
not
for remembering us. Thank you. Okay, so Maeve Boyle, she's the member of the HNDL. We thank her so much for joining us this morning. It sounds like a really great celebration. We hope that they have a great time commemorating a very, very special day.
Thanks for listening to our Spirit Radio podcast. Don't miss out. Subscribe today. Find out how at spiritradio.ie.